All right, thank you. It's good to be back at Pacific Baptist Church, and of course, so many familiar faces and so many good friends, so many good memories here. And of course, it's even greater to be here for the commencement service of Pacific Bible Baptist College. 10 years I got to serve here and teach, and it was a wonderful experience for me. I often called this church, it was like my second church, and I felt like a member here. And Brother Esposito, Brother Myers, all the staff, so many good friends. And I'm so thankful to be able to be here tonight and to be a part of this service and to be able to give this challenge to these graduates today. If you have your Bibles, if you would, turn to Psalms 143. Brother Myers says I have 20 minutes, and I have a hard time doing an introduction in 20 minutes. But we'll try to keep it brief. But I do have a challenge, something the Lord laid on my heart when I was asked to preach the graduation service. God immediately laid a verse on my heart here that this verse has been a blessing to me for many years. And I've never preached this verse, but God laid it on my heart, and I felt like it would be such a good challenge, a good help, not just to our graduates, but to all of us here tonight. And if you would, Psalms 143, verse number 1, I'm going to read down to verse 10. It says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications in thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. And therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know thy way wherein I would walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. And lead me into the land of uprightness." That's our text. Psalms 143, verse 10. Would you look at it with me one more time? "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good, and lead me into the land of uprightness." Let's pray. Our Father, we are just so grateful for what these graduates have achieved. We're thankful for this church. We're thankful for the work that this church continues to do, the growth, the passion, the desire that they have to go forward for God and for this wonderful college and for the many young people whose lives have been influenced and changed, and young people that have been put forth into the ministry and the missions and the work that is being done all over the world because of a vision of Pastor Esposito, because a desire that this staff has had to follow that vision, this church that has followed that vision. And what a blessing, Lord, it is to see what you have done. And so I pray, Lord, that you would take this challenge and use it in the graduates' hearts, in my heart, in everyone here tonight. In Christ's name, amen. Title of the message is Graduated But Not Finished. Graduated But Not Finished. Graduation day is finally here. So often students think, you know, that day will never come. And I'm so happy for these graduates. We as parents are happy. We that are parents of the graduates, we're thrilled to see these young people achieve this. And certainly this is a great moment for these graduates, and also for the lives of us as parents. And I believe a verse tells us that. Proverbs 13:19 says, "The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul." You know, you have finished what you have desired to do. And that's a sweet feeling in anybody's life. As Brother Myers said a moment ago, there are so many that start Bible college and start many other things, but they never ever finish what they started. And so this is a great accomplishment and a great thing that God has allowed you to do. And you're to be commended for this. But with that said, even though you have graduated, you have not yet finished your course. You've not yet finished your schooling. You've not yet finished the training that God still has for your life. You may be finished when it comes to getting your degree, but when it comes to the development of your Christian life, you are never finished. You are graduated, but you are not finished. You may have finished college, but you have not finished the purpose for which God put you here in the first place. Paul said this. He said in Philippians 3:14, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. All Paul was saying there is that he wanted to keep going forward in his Christian life because he believed that there was a prize for his life if he would finish God's purpose in his life. Graduation is not an end. Graduation is just a beginning of even greater learning, higher learning. And so when you come to this moment in your life, when you have finished college, there's still so much more. There's a greater learning that God has for each and every single one of you to do. Now, what is the key? What is the key to this process to continue and even to finish in your life? I believe there are four things in this verse that can help you to see what that process is and what the keys are to finishing and continuing what God wants to do in your life. The first one is, number one, is we see the two words right in the beginning of that verse. It says, teach me. I believe the first key to finishing what God wants us to do is we have to be teachable. We have to be teachable. You know, when you came to Bible college, at least this is the attitude you should have had. When you came to Bible college, you had the attitude when you went to every class and you were saying to that teacher, by sitting in that class, you were saying to that teacher, teach me. That's the purpose of coming to Bible college. To say, I want somebody that knows things I don't know and has things to give me that I need. And it was coming here and saying, I need somebody to teach me. Our text is written by David. David is much older now. David's not a shepherd boy now. David probably is even a king now. And David is a mature, if you could put it this way, David is a mature believer. But even David, at the age he was, David felt he still had a great deal that he needed to learn. See, Bible college is not supposed to teach you everything you need to know. Those of us that have graduated from Bible college, we know that's not true. We know that's true. Bible college doesn't teach you everything you need to know. Bible college teaches you that there's a whole lot more that you need to learn. Bible college just gets you on the path. Bible college just kind of gets you to the point where you realize, man, I need to keep learning. And so if you that are graduates today, listen, you need to be teachable. You are teachable. That's why you're here. That's why you graduated, because you were teachable. But if you're going to keep learning, if you're going to keep growing, if you're going to keep going forward in your life, then you need to keep being teachable, letting people teach you. That is what the psalmist said in Psalms 25:9. He said, the meek will guide in judgment. He said, the meek will he teach his way. A meek person is a humble person. A humble person is somebody that realizes he doesn't know everything. A humble person who realizes I need to keep learning. A humble person is a teachable person. And the person that God is going to guide, and the person that God is going to keep teaching, and the person that God is going to direct in his life is the one who is meek, is the one who is teachable. Listen, God cannot teach. God cannot help know-it-alls. He can't use them. He can't help them. He can't guide them. He can't teach them if they already think they know it all. Read the story of a man who was in a church service, and church service had not yet begun, and he was sitting there, and he happened to overhear a young man talking to his mother. And they were discussing a challenge that had been placed in the bulletin. The challenge was that they would read the book of Proverbs for the month of July and the month of August, and a chapter for each day. So July 1st, read Proverbs chapter 1. Well, the young man said to his mother, he said, well, what are we going to do in August? And she said, what do you mean? Well, August only has 30 days. And the mother said, no, I believe August has 31 days. And the young man replied, no, it only has 30 days. Well, this man that was in front of the mother and the young man heard that. And when they stood to greet each other in the church service, he turned around to the young man and he said, no, he said, I heard what you were saying. He said, but I just wanted to let you know, August does have 31 days. And that young man looked at that elder man and said, oh, no. It only has 30 days. You don't have two 31-day months in a row. You know what the problem with that young man was? He wasn't teachable. He was a know-it-all. And God can't do anything with know-it-alls. God can't teach know-it-alls. And so we have to be teachable. Listen, classroom now, from now on, graduates, it's not going to be a room with four walls. The classroom now is going to be your life. The classroom now will be people that God places in your life. The classroom now, it'll be the circumstances that you go through. The classroom now, it will be the failures. The classroom now will be the difficulties. There was an old saying that we used to say is sometimes you have to go through the school of hard knocks. And that's the classroom. You're no longer going to go to a room and there's going to be chairs and a teacher is going to stand in front of you and say, open up your Bible, open up this book, and I'm going to teach you. No, sir. Your life now is going to continue to be a school of learning. And so you may have graduated, but you're not finished. There's a whole lot more that God wants to do. Paul said it this way. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul said, I haven't arrived. Paul said, I don't know it all. Paul said, I'm forgetting all those things behind. He said, I'm pressing forward. Paul says, I got a whole lot more to learn. Bible college doesn't mean you arrived. Bible college just means you've made some advancements already, but you got a heap way to go. There's a whole lot more to do. This last Sunday was the last day of turkey season. Anybody ever go turkey hunting? I didn't think so. There's turkeys in the church, but you can't shoot those. Amen. Well, Missouri, there's turkey hunting. I grew up in Massachusetts. I love hunting and fishing, and so when turkey season came on opening day, I was out there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Turkeys are smart. Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird. I know why now. Well, they can see 10 times better than we can see. They can hear 10 times better than we can hear. They say that if a turkey could smell, you'd never get one. So I've never really done turkey hunting before. Last fall, I shot a hen, and that's a female turkey. The only reason why I shot her, she walked right up on me, so that was a piece of cake to shoot her. That's a woman for you, amen? but during this turkey season, you can only shoot the males. They're called toms. They're beautiful, beautiful birds. That's why we like to shoot them, amen? And so I went out there opening day, didn't get one. Went out the next day in the morning, didn't get one. I went out four times that first week. I didn't get one. Finally, I realized I needed help. So I set it up where a guy took me out to call for me. And this guy basically is a professional turkey hunter. And so he took me out 4:30 in the morning, met him. I got into the truck. First thing I said, listen. I said, you treat me like I know nothing about turkey hunting, which I didn't. I wasn't lying. I don't know anything about turkey hunting. But I said, I want you to do this. I said, I want you to teach me. I said, I don't care if I get a turkey. I want to learn. I said, so you take me out there and you teach me and you show me. I said, I want to learn everything I can learn about turkey hunting. Well, we get out there and we get out there in the woods and we sat out there for about 2 hours. And you know what, Brother Kyle? I got my turkey. Amen. Blew his head off. It was wonderful. Great. But I got my turkey. You know why? The week before, I thought I could do it myself. I know what I'm doing. Truth is, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know anything. I realized I needed somebody to teach me. I realized I needed somebody to guide me. And that is the way it's going to be for the rest of our life, for these graduates, for all of us that are here tonight. Listen, all of us need to have the attitude, teach me. Teach me. Now that you're done with Bible college and now that you're a graduate, now you need to do more than ever. You need to go. You need to get up every single morning. You need to get your Bible out. You need to get on your knees and you need to say, God, teach me. Teach me. You need to keep coming to church, coming to Sunday school. You need to listen to your pastor as he stands behind this pulpit and you need to say, Pastor, teach me. You need to say to your Sunday school teacher, teach me. You can have spiritual leaders, and you need to say to those spiritual leaders, you don't come out of Bible college and say, I know everything. No, sir. You go to a church, or wherever you go, and you go to your spiritual leaders, and you say, teach me. And you still need to go to your parents and say, teach me. So all I'm saying, if you're graduated, but you are not finished, and all of us here, we may have graduated from something, but none of us are finished tonight. And every single one of us, if the process is going to continue, if the growing is going to continue, and if we're going to finish the course that God has set before us, then we need to be teachable. And we need to say, Lord, teach me. God, teach me. Number two, the second thing I see here, the second key to the process is be surrendered. Be surrendered. Look at it says. He says in verse 10, Psalm 43, he says, first of all, teach me. That means what, class? To be what? Be teachable. Number two, to do thy will. See, David understood that he needed to be teachable, but that the greatest knowledge that he could apprehend, and may I say all of us could apprehend for his life, is the knowledge of God's will. There is no greater knowledge in this world than the knowledge of knowing what God wants you to do. An old preacher said to me just that first year that I got saved, I said, give me some advice. He said, the greatest advice I can ever give you is, he says, find the will of God, and he said, and do it. Find the will of God and do it. And so be surrendered. See, this was Paul's prayer for the Colossian Christians. He said in Colossians 1:9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Paul said, I'm praying for you constantly that you would be filled with the knowledge of his will. With what? With all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Finishing Bible college is just one part of the will of God. You need to continue to seek his will more than ever. See, knowledge is not enough here, by the way. Notice what he said. David didn't say, teach me to know thy will. He said, teach me to what? Do thy will. I know folks that know what the will of God is, but they don't do the will of God. I know folks that know they're supposed to tithe, but they don't tithe. I know folks that know they're supposed to go soul winning, but they don't go soul winning. You see, a lot of folks know the will of God. They just don't do the will of God. So you've got to be surrendered. And that's what he wanted. By the way, Bible's all about doers. Amen? God's all about doers. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. doers of the word. He didn't just want to know the will of God. He wanted to do the will of God. He wanted the will of God to transform his life. Transform his life. That only comes by being unconditionally surrendered to the will of God. You have to be teachable. But you also have to be surrendered. Romans 12, 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I don't want to be a conformer. I want to be a transformer. There are too many Christians that are conformers. They simply conform to what that church believes or what people tell them. God doesn't want conformers. God wants transformers. People are transformed in their heart. Why? Because they're teachable. Why? Because they're surrendered. They're surrendered to the will of God. God wants you to present yourself to him as a living sacrifice. Why? Because a living sacrifice has no will. A sacrifice has no will. Isaac offered himself as a sacrifice to his father. He surrendered to the will of his father. And that's what every Christian ought to do. So if you're going to continue this process, then you need to be teachable. Secondly, you need to be surrendered to the will of God. By the way, he says, teach me to do thy will. Thy will. Listen, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he said, unto God, present your bodies unto God a living sacrifice. Surrendering to the will of God, you're not surrendering to a plan, you're surrendering to a person. To a person. When I came to the day, closer to the day of graduation, I did not know what the plan was, but I was surrendered to the person. Okay, I was surrendered to the person. And eventually I found out the plan. I never dreamed, Brother Myers, I would ever leave Bakersfield. That was never, I'm the kind of guy, I go somewhere and I just stay there. In 25 years I was there. But I was surrendered to a person. When God said, I want you to go to Missouri, I want you to go here. As hard as it was for me, hardest thing I ever did, I surrendered unconditionally to the will of God and to whatever he wanted for my life. Let me tell you something. The will of God at sometimes will be the hardest thing that you will ever do, but it will be the best thing that you will ever do for your life, to do the will of God. Number three, be understanding. That's the third key. Be understanding. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. David said, teach me to do thy will. Why? Because you're my God. Can I tell you something? Doing the will of God is a no-brainer. You are not God's. You are not your own. You are God's. And that's why this process needs to continue. You need to continue growing and going forward in your life, graduates, because you have a God to serve and a God to honor and a God to glorify with your life. Paul wrote it this way, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. How many times have I heard, and we've all heard, somebody say, well, listen, it's my life. I'll do what I want. By the way, look at those people years later. How'd that work out for them? Didn't work out well, did it? Never works out when you do what you want. It always works out when you do what God wants. It may not work out the way we want it to work out. By the way, he says, thy spirit is good. You know what that means? God's attitude, God's desire is only good for our life. Amen? Thy spirit is good. That's small s. That means God's desire, God's goals for our life is always good. We always hear it. God is what? Good. All the time. All the time. Jeremiah found out in Jeremiah 29, 11, he says, "For I know the thoughts, God said, that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not for evil, to give you an expected end." God says, my thoughts, my plans for you are of peace. They're not bad. They're good. Paul, God says, I have an expected end. I have somewhere that I am taking you. And wherever it is, it's good. Why? Because he's your God tonight. And his spirit is good for every single one of us. Don't be afraid of the will of God. Embrace it. Embrace it. John Wesley, a lady asked John Wesley, if he knew that he would die at midnight the next day, how would he spend the intervening time? He replied, "Why, madam, just as I intend to spend it now. I would preach this evening at Gloucester and again at 5 tomorrow morning, and after that I would ride to Tewksbury, preach in the afternoon and meet the societies in the evening. I would then go to the Martin's house, talk and pray with the family as usual, retire myself to my room at 10 o'clock, commend myself to my Heavenly Father, and lie down to rest and wake up in glory." You know what John Wesley was saying? I do like I do every day. He said, I would wake up, I would do the will of God. I love this quote. The will of God, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Listen, living your life for God in the will of God is a good life, and it is the only life to live. So, if we're going to continue this process, you've graduated, but you haven't finished, you have to be what? Number one, you have to be teachable. Secondly, you have to be, and then thirdly, you have to be understanding. Understanding that he is your God and that his spirit, his goal is always good for our life. And then lastly, number four, be led. Oh, be led. Lead me into the land of uprightness. David said, "Lord, now lead me." That's what he was saying. You go back and study the life of David, you find all through David's life, God led him. David was led when he was a shepherd boy. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." David was led when he fought Goliath. David was led for 20 years when he fled the clutches of Saul. David was led when he was finally crowned king of Israel. Whenever David did not allow God to lead, that's when he got in trouble. That's when things started going the wrong way. God led David. David had a teachable spirit. David was surrendered. David understood. And so God was able to lead him. Graduates, if you're going to finish the purpose and plan that God has for your life, we have to be led by God. We have to desire that. I have 6 children. Parents here will all understand when they were younger especially. There were sometimes you'd be in a store. Maybe you'd be in a park somewhere where lots of people were. And sometimes your son or your daughter, they'd begin to walk off. And you knew if they walked off, they'd get themselves in trouble. So sometimes you'd have to grab them, Brother Pineda, and grab their hand and say, "You stay with me," and squeeze that head and hold on to it. Sometimes you had to make them follow you. But there are those wonderful times when you have that little boy, that little girl, and they looked at you with those cute little eyes, and they said, "Daddy, would you hold my hand?" You know what they were saying? "Daddy, will you lead me?" That's the way we should be every day. "Daddy, will you hold my hand?" The song says, "I'm holding to the unseen hand." That's the way it should be every day. Oh, you graduated. Congratulations. You're commended. But you're not finished. There's a whole lot more God wants to do in your life and God wants to do through your life. Just be teachable. Stay teachable. Be surrendered. Be understanding. and just be led. And if you do that, when you come to the time when you graduate from this life, you will have finished the course that God has set before you. Amen?
Amen.
That's the whole reason why we're here, to finish the course that He has for us. Let's bow our heads for prayer.